back, everybody. How are you?
How are you?
Cass?
My week was amazing. Mm-hmm. Last week, I had my first wedding of the season on Saturday at Seacliff Manor, Larissa and Gary. Before every wedding, there's always one thing that like doesn't keep me up at night that I kind of like think about a lot.
Okay.
And this wedding, it was my timing. My timing and the day of it ended up being just like immaculate as usual. But my bride mentioned to me, and I love all her bridesmaids, FYI. But they were that some of the bridesmaids were like, "Oh, there's too much time. There's you know we're but
oh yeah yeah yeah.
You know who did the makeup that morning? Bella. No, the hair. Bella did the hair.
Mm-hmm.
There's never enough time on a wedding day. There is never enough time on your wedding day. So it was a great day. Everything was it was perfect. They had plenty. They had downtime, but she wanted downtime because she's like an anxious person. Anxious person. She gets like a nervous belly, so she didn't want to rush and was literally fucking perfect. And she was the sweetest bride ever. I remember the MC went up to her before like they had their introductions.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to them and she was standing there and he's like, "Oh, I'm so happy to be here today." And she literally was like, "We're just so blessed to have you and everyone around us and all our vendors." So I was like, "You are so
sweetheart.
Fucking nice."
Yeah. I wish the world was like that.
Truly.
It's not.
No. Do you have something to say?
Wah, wah.
How was your week?
My week was not that great. It was fine. But like work-wise, because this is like my days off right now. So, like, my work week is like, what are you laughing at?
Gia is walking down this hallway trying not to make
you
noises.
You might as well just pass through.
Just pass through, Gia.
Just pass through.
Yeah, be quiet. All right,
So the weekend was rough. The tariffs went into effect. And that was, like, a
huge thing. We're going to talk about tariffs today.
Huge thing.
We're talking about tariffs today. Welcome to global history.
But we're not talking about the politics of it.
No, because honestly, everything's insane.
We don't care.
No, I don't give a fuck about the politics. I really don't. Everything's fucking crazy, and that's the end of it. But we are going to talk about how it's going to affect the wedding industry.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, wedding dress shopping. Yeah.
Specifically, formal wear.
So other than that, what else is going on? How's your perimenopause?
Oh, God.
You all right, bitch?
The headaches this week are so bad that they're, like, debilitating.
Can you go to a doctor?
I mean, I could.
Can they give you something like shots?
They can give me hormones, but I really don't know if I want to go down that road. So right now I'm kind of just like braving it out until I can't take it anymore. I'm a trooper, man.
We can't take it anymore.
I'm sorry.
Go to the doctor.
I'm sorry that my perimenopause is affecting you.
My mom said I curse too much on the podcast at Sunday dinner.
Your mom works through the podcast?
Yeah, she listens to it.
My mom does not.
But she like listens to the clips and stuff and she's like, it would be funny even when you don't curse. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be funny when I curse, mom. Like, that's just how I speak.
That is how you talk.
Right.
But I mean,
that's how I talk. I always talk like
bad.
That.
Like,
so now I was kind of like, oh, all right. Does everyone think that I curse too much? I don't, because I'm not trying. It just happens.
I mean, I think
do
as
you
a
bitch?
Whole, no, I don't. Because I curse. So it's like, I don't think you curse a lot. But, like, I think as a whole, like, when we're posting the clip, like, maybe there's, like, a curse or two, like, thrown in.
Because, well, you post
like,
the funny
clips. Well, yeah. And that's when we're, like, hysterical or we're talking about something crazy. But, like, as a whole, if you're watching the podcast, I mean, yeah, there's going to be – should we not curse this episode?
You know what I wanted to get? You know those little
yes – we get more views.
You know those yes, no buttons on at Best Buy? Every time I wanted to curse, I wanted to, like –
yeah.
It'd be like,
could you imagine if we just started buzzing? Let's just get the taboo buzzers.
Or like someone tase me every time I curse.
Should be dead.
Dead in the first.
Whose idea was that? Not yours.
No.
I'll tase your ass.
You would love to tase me.
No, actually, that's like my worst nightmare.
Who thinks about that?
Because I watch shows that have like people getting electrocuted.
What is it? It's just it's you're being electrocuted, right?
Yeah.
Can you basically die from it?
No, I don't think it's that high voltage, but it's a zap. Do you know the mosquito?
Yes.
Rackets?
Yes.
The tennis rackets?
Why?
Have you ever touched one of those?
No, have you, bitch?
No, but like my dad did, and I think Paul's dad did, and I was like, what is wrong
on
with
purpose?
You?
Like, yeah, hey, bro, you know what? Let's start off with that. Why do men do the stupidest shit ever? You know, like my husband, brilliant man, love him to death, sweet, kind, great dad, great husband, great father, everything you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Sometimes he does the dumbest shit where I'm just like, where is the fucking logic?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, 100%.
I don't understand it.
Tell them how dad broke his
Your husband's an asshole too?
This wasn't his pinky. It was his knuckle. So a couple of years ago, this was before my dad passed, they were all in my kitchen. It was like my husband, my dad.
A meeting of the minds.
My mom's husband. Who else was there? My brother-in-law and then like the boy, like kids, Frankie, my cousin.
So you got a whole bunch of testosterone.
We got a whole bunch of testosterone. It was like Christmas or
something.
Sounds
like a nightmare.
And the kids have these karate boards that like you chop and the board breaks. So they decided, let's see, like, okay, we're going to go board for board and see how many boards we can put together and chop. I'm doing it. So they get to it and my husband punches and the board doesn't break, but my husband's knuckle goes up into his hand. He's like, oh, I think I just broke my hand. I'm like...
And where were the women? Were the women like in the living room sipping on wine?
No, we were all in the kitchen because they are. So we normally hang out in my kitchen, like around the island. Right, like a big kitchen.
Right.
And it's not big, but it's just the way we hang out. And I was like, they're intruding in our area with their karate shit now.
So this fucking moron broke his pinky because he's trying to put together boards that aren't meant to put together.
We've done very strange things in my home. I'm not going to lie.
I can't even deal with it.
Like, we're like, oh, you can't go outside. It's too cold out. So let's play like, I don't know, like the... axe throwing from my kitchen because it's such a long kitchen.
You have axes just hanging around in your shed.
It's a game, man.
Oh, it's
like,
a game.
Yeah, like the axe is like plastic and then there's like a big, like not foam, but it's like and you throw them, but you have to be far. And when it's cold or raining, the kids can't go out on the holiday and the porch isn't long enough, but the kitchen is like a long.
Yeah, it's perfect for that.
I'm like, something's gonna break.
100%. I thought you had like a real axe in the shed and you're like, come on, everybody, it's time. I mean, after Thanksgiving dinner, let's go to the match. Yeah, I could imagine because you're fucking insane because your house is fucking crazy. All right, let's jump into it.
My house. It's beautiful.
No, it's stunning. I love your house. All right, let's jump into
people
it.
People in it.
First topic of discussion, Remy Bader. Everyone's talking about it. Me and you have opposing views.
We do.
We have opposing views.
I have no idea, but continue.
Well,
I don't know if I have it in it with you, so we're not going to fight.
We're going to have a healthy conversation.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you how I feel about it.
Okay,
and
you tell me how you feel first.
Well, first, tell people out there what all the uproar is.
So basically... From what I've gathered with all of my knowledge.
Who is Remy Bader?
Remy Bader was a plus size influencer. Most people are going to know who she is because she's all over the place. And she just did an interview with Chloe, whatever. One of those K girls. I'm not a huge Kardashian
I am
person,
obsessed.
But that's fine.
And people who say that they're insane.
Yeah. So she just did the interview with Chloe. And basically she was an influencer and last year it seems as if she went and underwent a surgery, weight loss surgery, to lose weight, which, listen, you can do whatever. I'm fine with that. Like, I don't have nothing against her losing the weight. Not at all. I think she looks beautiful, actually. She looked beautiful before.
She was always beautiful.
I was never a huge Remy Bader fan, but I did watch her hauls. I have followed her for years.
Right.
But I wasn't like a diehard.
Right. Me neither.
Like,
to
I was
be
like,
honest.
Oh, that's cute. These clothes are cute. Or, yeah, I wouldn't wear that. Whatever. Right. She was just out there. So the controversy surrounding this is that she lost the weight and wasn't.
Didn't tell everybody.
She wasn't transparent, which I will say she doesn't have to tell anybody. I'm on board with that. But I think the biggest thing and the biggest reason a lot of plus size people are upset with her was because she was making it like she was losing it a different way or not you know what? I really don't know.
Or she wasn't coming out saying, I got the surgery.
She was, and if you questioned her, she would block you on social media.
Right.
So her fans that she built from being a plus-size influencer now weren't important, or they felt like they were, like, being lied to.
That's a them problem, not a her problem.
Is it, though?
100%. I look at this from two ways. Number one, okay. And I looked into it and everything. I see her followers and I've seen a lot of people take really good takes on it. There's a woman that I follow. Well, I follow now. Her name's Janelle. She's not really like a crazy influencer, but she is like a travel BFFF.
Okay.
She made an amazing point. At the end of the day, a follow isn't a contract. If you do not like what someone's putting out there, you have every right to unfollow them. Just like they have every right to change what they choose to share or how they want to share or, You know what I mean?
I don't disagree with that. You don't, you're not obligated right. to share anything, but where does it, where is the line where you're outright being like, I didn't do that. Like, all these women are following her being like, oh, she's doing it a healthy way, or she must be doing this a healthy way. And then only to find out later on, oh, no, she didn't. She did it this way.
I think that wasn't the issue. I think the issue was people were mad that she didn't come right out and say that how she did it at first.
Well, a lot of people said in like TikToks and Reels and stuff that they're not, they don't care. Like, yeah. people legitimately
but they do fucking don't care.
But at the end of the day, no. But listen, in my eyes, and I've heard other people say it too, I don't think that she really ever wanted to be plus size. I think that that was a hindrance for her, mm-hmm. and she just didn't want to be a plus size person. And she kind of, like, was an influencer or became an influencer based on this. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, it's kind of, like,
she I'm wanted to, like, be an influencer. It to,
like, a real fucking celebrity. Oh, I beep. Fucking cursed.
Wait, so she didn't want to be an influencer. She wanted to be an influencer, but she didn't want to be an influencer the way she became an influencer, which is beautiful, curvy woman who, like, yes. wore cute outfits, and then people kind of gravitated towards her from that community.
Listen,
is that
once
it?
You start putting yourself on the internet, right. I don't right. care what you say. If you're putting yourself out there, you want to be, you want people to see what you're doing. You cannot come to me as an influencer or someone that's actively being on the internet and putting yourself out there and be like, but I want to live a private life. No, you don't. You can't.
I understand
that.
There's
no way. But how? Why would you put yourself out there? Like, my husband does not want to be on the internet. So when I post videos, he's like, Curran. He doesn't want
to
do it.
I get that. But when's enough enough? Like, how much do you have to share? Right? Like, why? Here's the thing.
Yeah, but
if she came out to everybody, she's damned in the way I see it. Mm-hmm. She's damned if she damned if you do, you damned
everybody
if you don't.
Is.
If she came out yeah. and be like, oh, I'm doing the weight loss surgery, she would have got annihilated. She's getting annihilated right now. The only difference is it's happening later on instead of
but,
earlier
wait,
on.
Wait, okay. I don't think that's the case because look at, do you watch Smaller Sam PCOS? People watched her. That's her. You have to look her up. Look her up on your thing. She's an influencer. She was a plus size girl. She wanted to go on her weight loss journey. And she was sharing that with her people. This is what I'm doing. People are not mad at her because she lost weight. No one's going to be mad at her because she lost weight. It's the way she went about doing it. It had nothing to do with the fact that she lost weight. Honestly, I could literally, I think she looks beautiful.
That's
I think
not
she
the
looks
topic.
Fantastic.
Yes, but that's not the point here.
But
the point
I think
is,
that's why people are upset with her.
Well, they got to get over it. She doesn't owe anyone anything. Like, there, she's.
Yeah, but don't lie.
She wasn't. I think she wasn't lying. I think she was choosing just not to say anything about it because she knew she would be fucking crucified, which she is. Everyone's
going
to go. Because people have shit to say about it. Oh, if she came out and did a live like, hey, Rona, getting, she would have gotten ripped apart. People are ripping her apart right now for admitting it later on. Like, she doesn't, like, when's enough enough?
I think people are ripping her apart because she didn't, again, she didn't come out and say it. Like, she just kind of hit it. And now I feel like, I honestly feel like now she's kind of trying to save face.
I mean,
Because she lost a good percentage of her followers.
Right, but did she have to come out and say it? Like, that's the thing. Like, when's enough enough? When do you share
She doesn't have to, but don't. I'm trying to think the best way to say that. Like, she basically omitted the most important parts of her story. So in essence, that's a lie.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day,
I mean, we're both kind of playing, like, both sides to see, like,
oh, I don't see anyone's side that's bashing her, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it's not, it's, because at the end, and I also look at it this, she's a fucking influencer, she's not God, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It also makes me look at social media, nothing's fucking real.
Yeah.
Nothing is real on social media.
Well, that's true, too.
There is nothing, it goes back to social media isn't fucking real, and she clearly was battling some shit that she wasn't completely honest about, you know? What gives influence? Why are we giving these influencers so much power in the first place? Where people are like actually online, like getting heated over this. Like, the bitch got weight loss surgery; she didn't feel like telling anybody, and it is what it is. You know what I mean? And now,
again,
she's just,
I don't think that people are mad she wasn't telling everyone. People are mad because she lied. It wasn't about them.
I think it would have been a lie.
Why
she's
lie?
Like, I don't think she lied. I think she would have lied if she wouldn't have been up there and be like, I was in a calorie deficit and I worked out every day. No, she just chose not to fucking say anything.
Yeah.
And then people just, you know, but this isn't a fucking courtroom. It's supposed to be a community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but, go ahead, click unfollow, and now you're not going to follow her anymore. That's it. Like, we don't need your 2 cents.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I like I said, I have conflicting thoughts about it. I do feel a certain way. I just, like, for me, if I came in here and was like, by the way, I didn't tell people and I just started losing weight and then I wound up having weight loss surgery, you wouldn't do that, and my though. Brines are, so how is that different?
Because Remy did it and you're not Remy and Remy isn't you.
Yeah, but that's right? What I'm saying. Like, why does she get a pass? Why do I get a pass?
No, but pass for what? No one's giving her a pass for anything.
But people I'm saying, just... like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if I did that, owning the company, and then was like, oh, by the way, I'm skinny. Now I'm going to start selling skinny dresses. Is that a problem?
I think,
by the
way,
her line is not plus size.
She has a line? I didn't even know all that.
Girl.
I don't follow her because I think influencers.
Okay, so
I don't follow
influencers. Another big part of Remy Bader's issues is that Remy Bader made a plus size line and didn't go over like a size 18. There are so many backstories, like, unless you know this girl's
whole
story. So
then was she even a plus size influencer?
She 100% was a plus size influencer. The line came out after she had already, like, she was already an influencer. Yeah. She was doing hauls for years. That's how she started. Is from what, I mean, I've been watching her for at least 2 years now.
I mean, listen, I'm gonna stick with my gun. She doesn't know anyone's shit. Like, it is what it is. However,
I'm on board with that. She's entitled to her privacy. I'm on board with that.
Unfollow.
Yeah.
You know, it's her right as a person. Like,
but
like I
said,
it's not a contract.
Why are you blocking people that's asking?
Because she said she wanted to protect her peace, which I fucking get.
Okay, then take yourself off the internet.
I mean,
you're making yourself a public figure by putting yourself on the internet.
I don't think she ever wanted to be a plus size influencer. I think she wanted to be an influencer.
Oh, that's a fact.
I agree with that.
Right, and she didn't want to be plus size.
I agree
with
that
100%. That's
100%
fact. 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
But fact. I also 100%.
It's 100% fact.
You say that a lot too. 100%.
Because that's me telling you that it's all of everything I'm thinking.
When I also checked, I'm like 500%.
Wholeheartedly.
600%. When I text.
No, I always stick to 100.
Oh no, I'm like 980. No, I'll text my friends. 999%.
She's like 987.3%. I'm
625%. And if I don't agree with it, I'm like -5%. Fuck off. Anyway, Remy Bader, I think that social media.
I say go live your fucking life.
Live
no
your fucking life.
No one gives a shit. Like, you know, I've literally spent too much time on this girl already.
You know,
I don't give
exactly.
A fuck.
But, like, I know, but we have to talk about it because obviously. But you have the right to follow or unfollow someone, creators have the right to change what they fucking put out there.
I just
and
say
it's
be
really...
true to yourself. I'm not turning on my plus size brides. I'm just saying.
I mean, but it also seems... No, we would never. But it also seems like she never...
But that doesn't mean that, like, one day I won't be like, oh, you know what? I want to get a little bit healthier. I want to lose, like, 50 pounds. Like, okay, that's my thing. And if I want to share that journey, I will share that journey with people, right? But I'm not gonna hide it. That's my point.
All right. So say you do want to go on that journey. You're gonna tell people, and you feel like,
fuck yeah.
Okay, fine. Then
because I'll
you.
Go online and be like, look, I'm eating eggs and avocado today. Look at me. But I'm
avocados,
not. By the way, I'm not doing so. And then
tastes like boogers.
Are you kidding? You eat guacamole.
I eat guacamole,
you?
But I'm not gonna like go cut up a fucking avocado and eat it because it tastes like snot.
How? It's like a hot. What? First of all, how many snots are you eating?
This is also it's fucking different.
Guacamole
and an avocado.
Two words, by the way.
Guacamole and avocado is two different things. Guacamole is made with an avocado. An avocado just tastes like fucking mucus. There, I fucking said it.
Are you done?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let's move on. Guacamole. Guacamole.
We have a photo shoot soon. Siobhan's coming in. Siobhan's coming in a half hour.
You almost make it.
Well, because Corinne, I'm fucking in. I'm sitting there eating my M&Ms. And
whatever,
Corinne,
man.
Corinne's like, come in. I, my babysitter comes. I speed on in. I'm getting dressed. Siobhan's supposed to be here at 12:45. It's like 12:50. She looks at the email. Corinne's like, oh, no, it's 1:45. So we ran here.
She said she was going to be. Yeah, I know. I fucked that up. She said she'd be done. I think she said she'd be done by 12:30, and I misunderstood what she said, and that's fine.
Before we get into our next serious topic, let's talk. Is he still out there washing the windows?
No, that's probably Gia.
What is she doing out there?
She's not outside.
Gia?
She's at the desk.
Okay.
She's working.
Let's talk about...
I need a haircut.
Before...
I'm going to see my hair man.
I'm getting my hair done on Monday, too.
I'm going tomorrow to get it colored with Tabitha.
I'm going more blonder for the summer.
And I'm going...
Just a little bit more.
Yeah, I can't do the blonde.
What are you doing, red?
Just my regular.
Yeah.
Just getting my roots.
I feel like you just got it done.
No, I went to get it toned down because I already got the color. And then next Wednesday, I'm going for my haircut with Dom, and I love him.
Get him on the show.
He would totally come on the show.
Let's bring him on the fucking pod. Let's talk about beauty. Beast.
Yeah, and it, like, beauty.
Okay, cool.
We should have Siobhan on the pod.
Siobhan! Okay, and Siobhan's like my family photographer. She did Scarlett's first birthday. She did Scarlett's baptism. She did my friend's shower. She's doing my friend's child's first birthday. Wow. She did my photo shoot that
yeah,
I...
Yeah, we use her all the time, too. She's great.
Let's talk... Before we jump into our next topic, I want to talk about the Dream Dress Project. We just had our first giveaway.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to probably air, like, probably either this week or next.
It was beautiful.
It was great. I loved it. The girl was adorable.
She was so sweet.
So sweet. Her mom was pleasant woman to be around.
A pleasant woman.
I was trying to think of
pleasant.
A really good adjective.
Sweet, pleasant, pure.
Pure soul.
So grateful. Everyone's crying.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a really
experience. She has a story too, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's so crazy because you sit down and like I'm listening to like the backstory and watching like the the edits as they go on and I'm like, it really puts things into perspective. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, we're sitting around here and we're worrying about shit like fucking Remy Bader, who literally is irrelevant, and the Kardashians and like shit that everyone goes through. And I'm just like, wow, people have a story.
Everyone has a story.
And it's like, why are we not talking about these stories and making them like bringing light to this kind of stuff and like what people go through? Because you know what? The everyday people don't get to tell their story to the masses.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's not that I want to, I just want a little bit of like heart and soul somewhere.
Some flavor?
No, not flavor. Like, I want like,
you want a little what? Heart and soul where?
Like,
for
like,
where?
I just want like a feel good.
Yes, a feel good thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
like heart. I want to like watch it and be like, this is freaking beautiful.
I know. Yeah, you're right. It's
and
be,
just
it will
and it's
be.
Not her story is heartbreaking, but like where she is now and like what she does and like them nominating her for the Dream Dress was just really, I don't know. And we have lots of girls coming up that I can't wait to meet. So tearjerkers.
I know. What am I? I'm gonna like.
You're a mess, man.
I'm a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Like, what am I gonna do?
I mean, you get a box of tissues, you'll be all right.
All right, let's talk about tariffs. They're here.
The tariffs.
They're here, and there's nothing we can
fucking
do about it.
They're here, and they're not going away.
They're here, and they are not going away anytime soon. Mm. So we're not going to talk about the politics of it because it is what it is.
No.
But we're going to talk about the facts. The facts is dresses are going to get more expensive.
Yes. So the way that they're working it as of current is that there is. It can be anywhere from like 16% to like God knows what percent tariff. It just depends on the designer and what that designer is going to absorb. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be across the board for
everything.
All formal wear. So you're not going to go into a store and be like, if it's made overseas, 90% of the dresses are getting the tariff added on.
Right.
So you're not going to come here and be like, oh, well, I'm going to go to the next store and buy this dress and they're not going to tack on the tariff. Like this is here.
This is the way of the world now.
This is not going away. We can't run from it. It's you're going to be paying. And as of right now, from what I'm seeing with my designers that are in store currently,
I'm
seeing anywhere from 16 to 22% currently.
Right. So here's
So you're paying an on top of a tax.
So let everyone know. The reality is many of the dresses and accessories are manufactured in China, correct?
And overseas, yeah.
Right. So if tariffs are increased on China imports, which they are, the cost for the designers and the retailers, they're going up.
Yes.
So for example, if you have a dress that's like $2,000, it could jump to $2,300, right? Like something along those lines?
Yeah, depending on, again, the designer, where it comes from, because all the different countries have different tariffs that have tacked on, which you can go online at any given moment. It's not hidden. Mm-hmm. No designer, and I've talked to many of the designers as of today, I've already talked to a couple of them. No one's trying to price gouge anybody.
No.
Like, this isn't, we're not,
you
no,
think they
no
don't,
store,
they don't do
no
this
rep,
too,
no
know?
Designer is trying to make money off of this.
No.
Everyone's trying to cover their costs of what the tariff is going to be. And unfortunately, if the designers and the stores ate those costs, you would put all of us out of business.
100%.
So it's not possible for us to not, if you want a product, you're going to have to pay the tariff, unfortunately. It's just the way that it is. And no one's going to. Otherwise, we're all gonna be fucked.
Well, I mean, if they go ahead and do it, so for example, if you come in here and you find a dress that you love, don't think about writing the model number down and calling up other places. if they give you a lower number, they're fucking themselves over, number one. Number yes. two, it's just not.
I think people also don't realize, too, when they start to price shop, some shops will include all of their overhead things, like shipping, the bag, anything that they add in. They will tack that on
yeah.
at the register. When you go to pay, some stores will build that into their cost. Credit card fees, a lot of stores are like, oh yeah, this dress is, again, we'll take even numbers, like nice round $2,000. When you get up to the register,
you're nice round pay... curvy numbers.
No, rice noun curvy. Rice noun curvy.
Nice round
curvy. I said curvy. Rice noun.
Cringe drunk.
I can never speak. But when you go to the register to pay, they're like, okay, well, with tax, again, let's just do a nice number, $2,300. But now I have to add 3% because you're paying for the credit card fee. And, oh, wait, hold on. I have to charge you shipping for the dress. Now you're up to $2,600. You could have just bought it, let's say, at another store that included it, but you were like, $2,600. I'm not paying that. Right. I'm going to go to the girl on the block who's giving me for $2,000. Okay, chances are... she's not building shit in. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So you can search all you want, but most stores either go one or the other way. Right. It's not like, you know, whatever. Their things are based on. So with this tariff, though, we have to, they're saying tack it on as a, well, like a tariff.
A line item that says tariff. A line
item. Some places to be transparent. Like, you don't have to. I really don't know. I build everything into my price. When you come here, you have a price. You don't go up to the register and we don't say, oh, by the way, it's 3% for credit card. I don't do any of that. I don't charge you for shipping. Everything's built into the price that I give you. Because let me tell you, I love when I go to like a catering hall, like the Piermont. Your favorite place.
Hey, Piermont, we love you.
My biggest thing, and I love this, and what put them ahead of everybody else, I'm not going to lie, was the fact that they didn't have the admin fee and everything was built into the price and she gave me a bottom line number. I don't want you to nickel and dime me at the end of the day.
Right.
I don't want to go up there and be like, oh, it's $125 a plate. Oh, but it's not because now you're adding on 22%. For something else.
8.625 sales tax.
Yes.
Wait, so.
Just give me the bottom line number plus tax.
But wait, so you're telling me that when girls are, oh my God, I love this. How much is this? You're going to give them price with the tariff or when you're going
to. So I always gave them prices, everything built in, shipping, costs, everything, credit card fees.
Right.
That is the cost to you. You're no surprise things. But with the tariff.
Yeah.
I almost feel like at this point,
I do too.
I feel like I need to make it a line item because we're not making money off of that. Well, although I'm not making money off of credit card fees either.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm on the fence about this.
I think you should.
I almost want to know what would other people rather? Like, would you rather see it as a whole and me come to you and be like, okay, this dress is $2,600? Or would you rather me say this dress is $2,200, but when we get up to the register, be like, but it's 22% more because that's what that's the tariff. So
I don't know.
There's no way to get away from it.
There's no way to get away from it.
You're not running from the tariff informal.
You're not running from it.
Well, unless you buy a sample.
And people know that prices are going to go up. People just fucking know it. So maybe
I don't think they do.
No.
I think that, well, because
Johanna, shake your head. Did you guys have a rough weekend?
We had a rough weekend. I'm not gonna lie. I'm telling the people.
Wow.
We had a rough weekend.
People
were like, okay, well, we'll think on it. I'm like, you can't think on it. Like, this was the last weekend. So now these girls will come back and be like, and I have to say, well, it's 20% more now.
Does that mean Shein's going up so that your $5.99 dress will now be $15.99?
I mean, if it's coming from over there, I'm assuming it 100%. Has to be taxed.
100%. Do you think that this is going to be, do you think that designers shift production
to other
countries to avoid the tariff? You don't think that's going to happen? But if it does happen,
no.
Do you think it's going to, what if it does? What
Where?
If people, I don't know.
Where? Because if they could make them in America, they would make them in America. We don't have the workers. People here don't want to do what those people do. That's why they're made over there.
Yeah, it's true.
And if they're made here, you still have to get the fabric. Where's the fabric coming from? It's coming from overseas.
Right.
And it's not just China. There's a whole gaggle of countries that
this is getting taxed. Do you think this is going to cause delays in supply and supply chain disruption?
I don't think it will cause delays. I mean, it could, but like I don't think it will. But I think that a lot of people are going to sit and they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to wait for it to go away. And they're going to run out of time. And then they're going to come and we're going to be like, I'm really sorry. I can't. get you anything. Well, you because they think it's going to be lifted, and I don't know. Is it going to be this way in August? I have no idea.
You don't know, and nobody knows. It's not a safe fucking bet here, because if you're not moving your wedding date, then you really should buy a goddamn dress. Now, let me ask you, to keep costs down, do you think some brands are going to simplify their style, and we're going to see like a different?
Well, the styles are out. Like, I'm buying for fall of 2025. I've already bought. I have like two more designers left to buy for. And don't forget, we get hit with that as well.
Yeah.
So no, I'm paying now instead of paying, I have to pay 20% more. And by the way, how does that work? Because again, it's a tax.
Right.
So I'm never recouping that fee to pay that 20% on the stock.
You're fucked.
It's going to fuck a lot of people.
Yeah.
But listen.
But again, we literally can't control it.
There's nothing we can do about it. So we just have to roll with it.
Such is life.
How come every time I sing, you get mad?
I don't know. My delivery, I think, is just better.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I need a Diet Coke.
I don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
Really? Is that her?
No. Do you think brides are going to have to start shopping earlier?
I don't necessarily think that they need to shop earlier, but I do think that we don't know what's going to go on with the tariffs. And could it get more? I don't know. Buy a dress. Just buy your dress.
Let me ask you something. Are there any American-made dresses?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Do any?
I mean,
does Haley Page get? You know, she's coming back with her line. Her line's coming back. Did you see Say Yes to the Dress came back?
Yeah, but I don't watch that show.
Why? Do you think it's bullshit? Just tell us.
I don't. Okay, I used to be a diehard Say Yes to the Dress fan.
Same.
Because, hello, Say Yes to the Dress. I love Randy. Like, I love everybody on there. But after I opened the shop, I would watch it and be like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's not all of it is bullshit.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, God. Like, I don't know how I don't know. There were things that I just, like, I was like, I have to do this every day. I don't want to watch it on television.
No, I get it. I get that.
And like some of the families, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to put into words what my mind thinks when I watch
that. I shared a story. First of all, I'm not cursing that much today. Have you noticed that? Because I have my mom in the back of my mind.
I
have Tara in the back of my mind. I posted a story on my Instagram that they're coming back, and it was like Randy walking with like the two OGs.
Yes.
My bride DM'd me, my bride from last September, and she's like, oh, the one on the left measured my dress wrong because she was very tall. So she had to order a dress with like a longer hem.
Wait, the girl with the dark hair?
Yes.
She's like an OG.
Yes. Because, you know, no, to the right, Lori, the manager. Because you know how some
dresses. Oh, the blonde.
Yes. Do you know how some dresses, if you're a taller person, if you're a taller bride, like you could order an extra length, like more hem in the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. And her dress came in and like her ankles were showing. And she's like, she wrote back, I can read it right now. I was like, I'm not going to say who it is. But I posted the story and she wrote to me, and I guess you're right. I guess it's like, it kind of is all bullshit. You know?
Yeah, well, but things happen. And that part of the show, I'm always like, oh shit, yeah.
She wrote,
come on. Let's go.
No, it must have been on my. All right, she wrote, well, one of the OGs measure your dress wrong, so she had to. Like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking insane. So, I mean, I like it. I like Say It. I like, but you know, we talked about this. I love anything on TLC. When's Polly Family coming on?
The end of April, I believe. Oh, you know what I watched?
What?
Traitors.
Amazing. I never watched Traitors. I need to get into that.
I literally loved it. I watched the first season.
Literally.
Brandy, Reza. They were both on it. Ceri from Survivor, Stephanie from Survivor.
People say to start with the second season because the first season was like kind of whatever, but they said start with the second season.
I didn't start. I started with the first one because I'm gonna watch the second one. I absolutely loved it. It started off a little slow, and I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna love this. I was actually, I'm not gonna say, but the first person that got voted out, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then I was like, I don't want to even watch it anymore. But then we watched it, and I was hooked. Like every night, I was like, I want to watch more episodes. And Paul's like, bedtime. It's 9:45.
It's 9:20. I also want
to
watch.
9:20, Corinne. Hurry up. I got to go upstairs and go to bed.
The White Lotus. I heard that is so
amazing. I know.
So
I want to watch it, but I'm just like,
you know, I really only watch Bravo, to be honest with you. And like, it's hard because when Rob gets home, I go downstairs and I work.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm done with my calls, I just want to like take my fucking pants off and lay in bed and doom scroll.
doom
scroll. Like doom scroll. Yesterday, you sit there and just literally scroll through your phone nonstop.
That's, I do that. That's me. That's literally my life at home. Literally.
We got to get those buttons. Go to Best Buy. Order it. We got to get the buttons. And now every time you say literally and every time I need to curse, it's going to start coming off on that.
I love it.
Yeah, all I do is doom. I love doom scrolling. And me and Rob, we won't even talk to each other. We'll just like lay.
No, that's me and Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who does? Who talks to each other? Conversations? Get out of here.
Trash.
Trash. I don't get out of
fucking
here.
Fucking trash.
I think that I had something to say, but I forgot what the hell it was.
Oh, too bad. You think that what, bitch?
Let me look at this paper and see what else we got written over here.
Well, the tariffs were the biggest thing that we wanted to talk about today. The Remy Bader thing, whatever. I don't give a shit, but I feel like as a plus size, people...
Wait.
What?
I want to talk about what we were talking about in my office before because it was really funny. And then we can get into, like, our thick and tireds and shit.
What?
So, I asked you, like, if you use powder. And you were, like, disgusted that I used powder. What the fuck was that
about? She asked if I used dusting powder. And I was like, oh, dusting powder for, like, because Bella just got me a finishing powder.
No, for your body, not your face.
No. What do you use, like, baking soda? What do you use?
It's, like, I have, like, a little. Well, I use the, oh, God, what's it called? I'm drawing a blank. I have, like, a little puff. And it goes into like a little box. It's like this big, like a little round box. And I puff, and there's powder in there. And I put a little onto my boobies.
What's it? Is it like Gold Bond?
Mega Babe. No. Oh. Mega Babe. So I use that dusting powder. It smells so beautiful. But wait. So now.
I smell a Diet Coke.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, it's me, Siobhan! Wait, Siobhan, hi, honey! Wait, I sent G out to get a Diet Coke, and I'm like, I smell a Diet Coke.
She's like, I don't want to talk.
Siobhan, we're just finishing up our podcast.
We're just finishing up. We have like 8 minutes.
How are you doing, honey? I'm doing good, hon. We're talking about dusting powder and how Corinne...
Dusting powder.
Fucking dust. How Corinne dusts her tits. You got to pee? Come pee. I'm going to take
Candace if you girl. Oh,
that's
Candace.
A good idea.
That's perfect.
You're so smart. She's just fucking smart.
She's so smart, yeah.
Photos by Siobhan.
So.
Obsessed.
Obsessed.
Just get my good side, Siobhan. Okay.
So
Corinne dusts her tits and her ass. I don't.
I don't dust my ass, first of all.
Can you take a picture of it?
Wait.
And text me because I'm curious. Not your. Not of you dusting your tits. I just want to see what it is. I just want to see, like.
So I was using the Mega Babe one, but now I have, like, a little one that I got. That has like, I don't know, it smells a little bit different. I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden, but it's in like a little bottle and I pour it into the other Mega Babe one. There's no powder left in the Mega Babe. I was using it, but now I have this other
scented
one.
I've heard of that brand for my emergency kit for summer weddings for like chafing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm a hardcore Mega Babe fan.
I don't.
So you can use it on your thighs. They have, and then they also have the Chub Rub.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Which is another brand, yeah.
But I don't dust.
So, amazing. You have to dust. It's amazing. So, I even put it, like, I don't... So I
Do you dust? You dust?
Do you dust?
You're a duster?
Do you dust? Are you a duster?
Is this a thing?
So, okay. I have... Okay, we're going to talk about this. So, I'm plus size. I have an apron belly. That's my thing. Like, that's where... We know what that is, right, Cassidy?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So... It gets, I don't know, like, I always need to be, like, super fresh and, like, super...
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Dry.
Oh, Corinne's orange juice came because she's a fucking 5-year-old.
She's the best.
Do you know Siobhan's here?
We do.
Of course.
We already had a conversation with her. She's coming to take pictures of us.
Yeah, of our kids.
So, so my thing is, like, I always need to be fresh and dry, and I never want to feel, like, just gross.
Trash.
So I dust in there, in between my thighs, underneath the boobs. Some people dust their armpits, but I just use regular deodorant like a normal person.
Right.
I absolutely love it. Like, and then I put deodorant and then I use cream.
I don't,
my perfume.
I don't know. This is like the first time
I can't believe you don't dust.
No.
It's amazing. And before you go to bed, shower, dust, no deodorant before bed. Shower and a dust. Because now you're nice and dry. I put on my cute little lingerie dress. I have hundreds of them.
Is that what you wear to bed every fucking night?
Fuck yeah.
You actually put a lingerie dress on?
Like a little baby doll dress. Yeah.
Like what do you wear to bed? Like a silk baby. I wear a stained New York Islander t-shirt.
No, you
and
don't.
And sometimes fucking pants. Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. I wear a stained, like, Fire Island Montauk Brewery shirt. Well, and I go to bed.
Really?
Yeah, you're okay, wearing, so you're mine, wearing, do you iron your pajamas?
Wait, so my favorite, no, I don't iron them.
Kun's like, I dust, and then so I like, iron my camisole, and I lay down, and I,
I'm gonna, like, literally my, show a picture.
And I put my sleep mask on. You're,
sometimes I use sleep masks. What the fuck is wrong with you? Really. I'm not a big sleep
I wear a dirty ass t-shirt like every normal person in the world.
No, I'm, first of all, my favorite
Jonna,
one,
what do you wear to bed?
It depends. Usually I wear, like, tank top shorts. I'm not that
normal.
I never normal. Wear, I never wear bottoms to bed. That's disgusting.
Never. So you wear a dress?
Is that a dress?
Like a nightgown?
It's a baby doll. Is that a dress? Like, I'm not like going to church in my Sunday best when I get ready for bed.
Yes, you are, bitch. You definitely iron. No, I'm definitely not.
It has like, I wear the little one. It has like a little spaghetti strap, usually like a little V-neck, or I wear like, that one's my favorite one. I have like a couple of that style. Little V-neck. It has like a little lace thing, a little bow right here. What's going on?
The cap.
I can't even describe my pajamas it's like, with this girl.
Now it's just not closing because the cap just like came off and now it's not going to be crispy. Whatever. Return this. You don't what?
We don't iron. We steam it, all our clothes.
You don't iron?
We steam them with a steamer. A hand
Is
steamer.
That a thing? Do you...
I have two hand steamers.
You don't have an ironing board?
Do we have an ironing board? I don't think so.
Why don't you do that though?
We have an iron.
But like what? That was Chris. Like, we have an iron, have but an like, iron. Why though? Is there like a thing?
Because I don't know. I just like, I don't know. I steam out all my clothes. I'm not wearing anything like with a crisp collar. Like, bring it to the dry cleaner if you need that. What the hell does this look like? So anyway, my outfit is adorable. I love it, and it's like black, and it's like this. One of them comes like usually a little below the knee, and it has like cute little slits up the side.
Is this
like
your bed?
If something happens to me overnight, I'm going out in style.
Okay. I'm trying to take the... Okay, anyway. Do you wear socks to bed?
No.
Good. I was about to say, if you...
We talked about this.
Did we talk about it?
Yeah, because Sam Sada does, and you were like, you're disgusting.
That's disgusting.
And you were like, couldn't fire her.
I would have fired her on the spot. Siobhan, do you wear socks to bed?
No.
Thank you. Do you know anyone who does? And if you do, why are you friends with them?
No. Why are you friends with them?
I think Little Sam does.
No.
Sometimes.
Listen, if... Okay. If
one time I looked over winter, and no, I looked
what
over.
What if you lost heat? Okay, fine. I'll put my socks on.
Okay, that's a different fucking story.
100%.
Rob wore socks. Rob was asleep one time and I looked down and he was wearing socks. I took them the fuck off.
Did you?
And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you're disgusting. And I'm not sleeping.
Paul would never sleep with socks on. He would rather die. Paul's a very specific person. Like, has like things. Like, just things.
Does
like
he dust too?
Paul's a hands-on dad person. Does he dust his body?
Is he a duster?
No.
Is anyone else a duster out there?
I thought you meant like the house. I forgot
that we were talking about dusting before. Yes. When you were saying he's a very hands-on dad, I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with dusting his body?
I'm making Paul dust me before.
This Diet Coke is not hitting.
It's not Diet Coking?
No, it's like weird because I can't close it all the way, so like the fizz is leaving.
Yeah. All right, thick and tired, bitch. Let's go.
Okay, my thick is Scarlett's birthday is on Sunday. I have 35 beautiful children coming to Nana's Wonderland in Massapequa. She wanted a Paw Patrol themed birthday party. Mm-hmm. I added on some extras. We're doing a big balloon arch, two panels.
I'm sorry I can't come.
That's okay. It's fine.
No, I'm not invited. But that's, I'm like, I'm sorry, like, I can't do anything.
I mean, I would have, I can't, I for you know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do? Invite adults don't want to go to this fucking birthday party. I don't even want to go to the fucking birthday party with 35 kids.
I would never.
No. We got a cake. We got cupcakes. It's fine. And then on her real birthday, it's on the 16th. We're going to the zoo.
Aw.
Rob took off because, you know, whatever.
That's nice.
So that's my thick.
Wait, her birthday is the 16th?
Yes, the 16th.
Oh, okay. I'm like, because I have it in my calendar.
That's my thick. That's my thick. My tired. My tired is when people tell me how to kind of like run my business, I guess. I just had a.
You had that last week.
I recently, I'm not going to say how long ago, because...
You had that last week.
Yeah, I had a consultation call. And here's the thing. I give people 24 to 48 hours to get back to me. I can't keep track of it. If I don't hear from you to 24 to 48 hours, which is very rare, because I about 98% of the time, I always book my consultation calls. But I'm not following up. Like, okay. if I don't hear from you, that's it. I do one wedding a weekend primarily. Like, I'm fucking busy, right? Like, I turn down a lot of weddings a year. Mm-hmm. So I had a call, and they're like, what's the process? I'm like, let me know in 24 to 48 hours. If you have any other questions, shoot me an email. I can whatever, fine. All right, well, I'm not going to make a decision until X amount of weeks. I don't want to come out and say it. I was like, okay. She's like, what if you get another inquiry? I'm like, I'm going to book that. If I have a consultation with them, I'm going to book it. Like, that's just how I operate. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't have the brain capacity to follow up with every single person. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Oh, I'm sorry. That's fucking unfortunate. If you want to book, you're going to book. If you're not going to book, you're not going to book. You know what I mean?
Girl.
Am I wrong or am I right?
No, you're right.
Thank you. 24 to 48 hours. What's your thick and tired, bitch?
So my thick is as the nicer weather's coming and we're getting to the end of the year, I'm realizing more and more. Again, because I think my thick was this a while ago, that it's difficult. I can't get out of the store. Like, yeah. I can't do things. And I'm kind of sad because I feel like I'm going to lose another year of beautiful, like, summer weather and be stuck at the
Blow
store.
Blow the ceiling out.
Like, make skylights.
Just put a big fucking skylight in here.
If anyone's – you know what's really funny? My landlord came down and was like, we're renting the one-bedroom apartment upstairs. And I was like, maybe I should take it as, like, a vacay. But it's just me stuck in the building even more.
Daddy Fallon came down?
He did. I know you love him. But, yeah, so I was just like, well, that's really sad because, like, I want to do more things. And Sydney's going away from school and I'm just like, shit, like, are
did
we
she
actually going to be able to – yeah, she went Hofstra.
Yeah, a so lion?
She's going to go to Hofstra. She's going to be a little Hofstra lion.
Oh.
Yep. So we're super excited about that. I'm super excited that she is going to dorm there. So I'm excited that Perfect. She's leaving, but she can also come home like yeah. very easily if she wants to.
Why are you laughing, bitch?
She said, I'm excited she's leaving.
I'm excited she's
no,
fucking the right
up. She's leaving, but I'm happy. I'm excited for her that she's leaving.
Are you going to turn her room into your nightgown no. closet?
Maybe.
Or your dusting room?
No. And when I, you know what? Get out of here.
Siobhan even laughed at that one. She thought that was fucking funny.
Dusting room.
Okay, what's your tired?
My thick is the photo shoot that we're going to do in a couple minutes with Siobhan.
Our thick is Siobhan.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little branding. Our thick is Siobhan tonight.
Our thick is Siobhan.
That's my thick.
Siobhan.
Thank God for Siobhan.
Our thick is Siobhan. Thank you, girl.
She's got to get in your camera and wave.
Yeah, Siobhan, wave. Come in.
Come in get here.
That's our thick.
That's my thick. Siobhan's my thick. All right. I'm excited to do this little branding shoot and finish up so that we can put more pictures out.
Yeah.
So.
And then I can order a soup. All right. Anyway, soup? Yeah, I want soup for lunch.
I like soup.
Until next time.
See you next Tuesday.